Imagine getting engaged to someone you only knew through letters. That's what happened here, thanks to one young lady who helped make some food for a soldier who was passing through town. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
From Christmas of 1941 to April 1st, 1946, a canteen operated in the North Platte, Nebraska rail station to provide free food and refreshments to troops passing through on their way to war. Jesse Hutchins was the bookkeeper in charge of scheduling a massive volunteer effort.
Jesse Hutchins was in charge of organizing that schedule for all 55,000 volunteers.
Jim Griffin has many of the artifacts from the canteen at the Lincoln County Historical Museum, where he is the director. Items seemingly simple, such as serving coffee, were logistical hurdles that required planning.
Hey, there's no such thing as styrofoam back then, so all these cups had to be washed. A lot of them would take them on the train with them because they were only here for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. So they would take those cups with them, and they would give them to the conductor when they were done with them, and the conductor would drop them off, and the next conductor would pick them up and bring them back.
The museum here has a wedding dress with quite a story, with ties to the old World War II canteen.
It was common for the teenage girls that were platform girls to put their names and addresses in a popcorn ball. And then the guys would get them and they'd start writing back and forth. And this particular one went, he proposed to her in her letter. They hadn't even met. And she accepted. Yeah, and next time he got leave, he came back and they got married.
The story of those who served food and those who received is recounted at the museum, an interaction that was remembered by most for the rest of their lives.
All these volunteers providing food out of their own pockets. Remember, they come out of the Great Depression, providing monies out of their own pockets. And it's not just their surplus, it's their actual needs. They served 6 million soldiers.
You can see many of the artifacts and relive the story at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. Driving the Countryside in North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.